Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. I pray that you are well and in perfect health and spirit and ready to have an amazing day. Today I'm going to be reading from Galatians chapter 1, verses 9 and 14. And then the prayer will be actually living the letters. The name of this prayer call is Living the Letters, where we take the Bible outside of the words that's on the pages and live them, be inspired by them, encouraged with them, just basically living the letters. And so I'm going to share with you how I take a lot of prayers that's found in the scripture and apply them to my life and not just read them as they were read for others. So that being said, the scripture says, "For this reason, we also, from the day we heard of it, have not ceased to pray and make special requests for you, asking that you may be filled with the full and clear knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, and an understanding and discernment of spiritual things, that you may walk, live, and conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him and desiring to please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing and increasing in by the knowledge of God with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, acquaintance, and recognition. We pray that you may be integrated with strength, with all power, according to the might of His glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearance with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light. The Father has delivered and drawn us to Himself out of control and the dominion of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have our redemption through His blood, which means the forgiveness of our sins." Galatians chapter 1, 9 and 14. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up, Lord God. Lord, may we be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of your will in all spiritual wisdom and comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of you, God, and an understanding and discernment of spiritual things, that we may walk and live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, Lord, fully pleasing to you and desiring to please you, Lord, in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of you with fuller, deeper, and clearer definition. Lord Jesus, may we be irrigated and strengthened with all power according to the might of your glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearance with joy, giving thanks to you, Father, who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light. Father, you have delivered and drawn us out of the control and dominion of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of your love, in whom we have our redemption through the blood, which means the forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I pray that you would do more of living the letters. Those words in the Bible were created not just as an example, but to apply to our lives. So when you see a scripture or you see a prayer, apply it to yourself, so that the word can come to life in your life and that the meaning could be manifested into your life. So go out today, be blessed, know that God has blessed you. His word has been given to you to breathe life into you. Be great, be blessed, be loved. I love you and have an amazing day.